Every first Thursday of the month, the Czech Center in New York hosts an informal party called Dobrý den, a phonetic transcription of the Czech for hello. This month, New York artist Eleanor Dubinsky presented a video installation taking public transport as its inspiration. The images were projected on multiple screens of subway trains from New York City and Prague, and accompanied by Mrs. Dubinsky's live performance using dance, cello and voice. The piece is entitled Transit, and she was first inspired to create the work while she was living in Prague, thanks to the School for International Training. Eleanor Dubinsky tells Radio Prague how the creation of Transit began.
This piece actually really started as a sound piece because of the different announcements, and I was really struck by how in New York the voices weren't automated. They were the individual drivers making announcements, and they would make those announcements in accents from Indian to Jamaican to Irish to probably Russian, everything. And they were in English, and they were messy, and you couldn't understand what they were saying. And in Prague, the announcements were automated. A man's voice, a woman's voice, always in Czech. So for me, those announcements and the way that the people spoke and what they said seemed to embody social and also historical differences between the places. You know, New York being the sort of multicultural, messy, kind of dirty, gritty, exciting place where you don't really understand everything, but in the subway you sort of experience over and over again the melting pot through those voices of the drivers from all over the world. And then in Prague, I really felt the history of it being a mostly Czech country, which had had various movements of nationalism, and I sort of had these kind of fantasies. I have no idea if any of this is really true, but, you know, it was very important to have a Czech voice, especially after the revolution, not a Russian voice, a Czech voice in the Czech language, not English. But at the same time, I remember somebody telling me what the subway was like before the revolution and the way that the doors closed so fast and so hard, and the escalators went so fast, and, you know, presumably I didn't hear them, but the voices were not in Czech. I would also say, in terms of body language, I remember there being a lot more older people using the public transportation there than I feel like I see here. People who have a hard time walking, because the subway is more built to be accessible to them. So older men and older women and the way that they hold themselves. Whereas New York is sort of a young, pushy place. In Prague, although it is also young and sometimes pushy, has a legacy of older people who have been there for generations, who it's just not in them to push. You know, they didn't grow up in the culture of push, push, push. Yeah, sort of a sense of serenity that I don't feel here. Countries besides Czech Republic and the U.S., and then other cities besides Prague and New York. So Buenos Aires, Havana in Cuba. I'm becoming more and more interested in how people move from place to place and how that daily experience is so different and yet can be very similar. I would love to go to Tokyo and I would love to go to Moscow. People tell me over and over again, you have to see the Moscow subway system, you have to see it. So the list is growing.
New York artist Eleanor Dubinsky there, and she was speaking to Kate Gregar in New York. And now it's back to Prague for the sports news with Ian Willoughby.